You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? It's your man Tony Wiggins here with another edition of Locked On Jaguars, where we bring you a daily podcast because it's your team every day, and we strive to give you exactly what it is that you want. And that's good content here talking about the Jaguars every single day. So what we're going to do today on this Good Friday is we're going to investigate why there's so much faith in the offensive line for a couple of reasons. First of all, in the first segment, we're going to talk about I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about in the first segment in just a second. In the second segment, what I'm going to talk about, we're going to go through the pieces and the parts. We're going to go through the pieces and the parts, and we're going to discuss what it is about this team as it's currently configured that is to like and what is there to be concerned about. Then we'll talk about the parts in the third segment. We'll talk about where you could see them adding pieces and talk about some of the depth that's in the draft on the interior as well as on the corners and the outside and what it might mean for not only this season but moving forward and how the Jaguars might approach it. In the first segment, we're going to talk about two things. George Warhawk, who was retained as the offensive line coach, and what they might see in him. And then we'll bleed the second half of the segment, and this is the most important, into that second segment. And this is really, really important. With Trevor Lawrence as your quarterback, can you play around with the offensive line? How can you play around with it? How can you trust it? And how can you just not go all out in thinking that, just like I've talked about how this team needs to add more playmakers for Lawrence, how you should have this thought that you're just going to go all out and basically have overkill when it comes to building and putting a team of guys on the field, gladiators on the field that can protect your big-time quarterback. I don't know how, if you're the Jaguars and you have this important piece, and this is where we'll go right now, that you can do that unless the guy that you kept, George Warhawk, who's probably done a better job of coaching than a lot of fans and a lot of people in the media, including myself, is willing to give him credit for. They must like him. For a new staff to come in and want to keep him, they must have come in and really made an evaluation that he's done a good job. I will admit to you guys, like I've always done in the past, I cannot look at an offensive lineman unless he's just like getting blasted or unless he's just like – I could look at Walter Jones and look at Rodney Hudson and look at Steve Hutchinson and Larry Allen and go – and Jonathan Ogden and go, damn, he's good. Okay, and then I could look at guys like Luke Jokel and go, ooh, he's terrible. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about telling the difference between a guy who on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 7 versus a guy who on a scale of a 1 to 10 is a 9. I probably can't tell the difference. And, in the NBA, it's more than just that. What it comes down to in the NBA is the collective, how they're playing together, how they're playing as a unit, how they're developing, what a guy's sky looks like, what his potential looks like. That's why I have no clue about Cam Robinson. I have no clue what the thinking is or what the line of thinking is other than, it's easy to say, well, he's 26 years old. There was nothing out there, and these guys are hard to find. There are a lot of 26-year-old offensive tackles the teams give up on. And just because you can't find anybody better isn't a reason to make a guy a franchise player. So I think they have to see more than that. I think it has to be more than that. And I really do believe that we might be selling their evaluation short when we say stuff like that. Those things take on a life of their own because that's what we say. Those things might not be true. They absolutely really might like the kid way more than we're giving them credit for. And that's why the topic of this, if you've seen this on Spotify, that, you know, the team might like these guys way more than we do. Juwan Taylor. I've admittedly heard people say, we think he has a lot of potential. He took a little bit of a step back last year, but we think we can get him right. Andrew Norwell. Urban Meyer knows him well. Asked him to take a pay cut, but he knows him. So I guess that's that value thing that everyone talks about, right? AJ Cann and Tyler Shatley, they're getting to the point where everybody keeps trying to cut and replace AJ Cann, and he keeps just staying here and must be doing something on tape because he keeps staying here winning the job. And, of course, Brandon Linder. I would still say Linder's one of those guys that probably ranks in the top 10 in his position at center. You just don't get rid of guys who are professionals, who make line calls, and guys who are 6'5", 310 pounds, who are athletic and can get it done. If Brandon Linder hit the open market, Brandon Linder will be signed in 5 minutes. So those are the type of players that you absolutely want to keep, you know, when you're the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have to. The point is though, are those guys as a collective good enough for you to trust learning a new offense with your great, great hope and player in Trevor Lawrence and your rookie coming in? That's the key. That's the big key. And that's the point of, you know, us asking this question. I'm going to have somebody on. We were scheduled to get on, but they have a flight today. I have a flight tomorrow. Our schedules didn't jive up. But I'm going to have somebody on that's going to break this down and tell you, person by person, what these guys can do. I can tell you what, though, a lot of evaluators, whether it's the guys at the Draft Network or guys on ESPN or Jim Nagy, the head scout over at the Senior Bowl, they swear by this offensive line class. And if there was ever a time you were going to add some stuff to the offensive line class, this would be it. And the Jaguars drafted one offensive lineman last year, and that's Ben Bartsch in the fourth round. He was taken in the fourth round last year. And they had like a million picks, and they got a lot of picks this year. So it's my thinking that it's probably time for them to upgrade and get some infrastructure and get some people in here that they can start putting in their program and developing. And guys that could really challenge or step up if they're really, really needed to step in and be able to play. It'll be interesting to see for me if they have long-term plans and if they work out a long-term contract with Cam Robinson, or if they're going to let him play under the franchise and then just wait and see how it goes and try to do something during the season, or try to do something probably perhaps after the season, because they can always franchise him again. So we're going to run through some of our great, great sponsors, of course, because that's how we pay for the show. And plus, we need to pass that great information on to you anyway, so you can know who they are. But when we return, we're going to go through them one by one. We're going to go through them one by one, and we're going to talk about them. And we're going to talk about the relationship they have with George Warhop, and also talk a little bit more about Trevor Lawrence and what it might mean for him if those guys are not up to par, good and bad. We'll talk more about the offensive line and make it as fun as possible, because sometimes watching those big guys isn't fun. We'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, it is on my TV right now, it is in full effect. College basketball just ended, but the NHL is also in full swing. And BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Not only is it free to sign up, but if you head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code. And that promo code, of course, is Locked On. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I go when I want to put my mind and my money together to multiply and make more money, because it's the only place that I trust, and it's the only place that you should trust too. I want to tell you about my favorite podcast before we get back to talking. outside of course, Locked On Jaguars. It's Locked On Today because it gets you up early in the morning. And sometimes I'm not that early, but Peter Bukowski is always up early and he's always giving you the news on more than just one team. He's talking about sports, period. And he's giving you 20 fast minutes every morning to wake you up on your ride to work or while you're making your coffee. And he'll do it using local experts to tell you the news of the day from around the country and the world. So tune in to Peter Bukowski on the Locked On Today podcast, and you can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. All right. George Warhop was retained. I'm not going to lie and tell you, but it was a surprise to me. And then this team did not address the offensive line at all in free agency. For the second straight year, I went into free agency saying they got to fix the line. I even said last year, I said they needed three starters. This year, I said they needed a minimum of two. They look like they're not going to get any new starters. So it tells you right there that either I don't know what the hell I'm talking about or the team is in trouble. And I know for your sake, you want it to be that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And probably if you ask my wife, she'll probably tell you you're safe because that's probably what it is. I probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But for some reason, there's been two staffs of coaches and two staffs of front office people that think that this offensive line is fine. Trevor Lawrence is coming in here, and he's your number one pick. He's your golden boy. They better be. Because the last thing you want is him running for his life. The last thing you want is for him to not be comfortable. And the last thing you want is, obviously, I'm not going to mention that other word. The last thing you want is for that other word to pop up, and he's not available. How about that? So you want him available. You want him. You absolutely want him on the field, and you want him comfortable. A bad offensive line, the reason why I mention this so much, because a bad offensive line and a bad defensive line are two things that will make your team look like hot trash. God awful. I mean terrible. Terrible. When you can't block people, okay, I mean how good your skill position guys are, it's disgusting. I mean, it doesn't even look like football. It looks like kids playing against grown men. When you can't, but you can't run anything. You can't do goal line. The funniest thing on earth is watching teams that can't block folks and watching them on goal line when it's first and goal from the 2 yard line and they throw it four times and they turn it over. Because they know that under absolutely no circumstances will they have any success if they turn around and stick that ball in somebody's stomach. There's some teams that on a first and goal on a 2 yard line, they know if they turn around and the quarterback hands that ball off to anybody, it's going to be second and goal from the 6. They already know that. And there's nothing funnier than to know and to see. The second thing that's beautiful is when you see the defense, when they know they can't run this ball. This is not going to happen. And then they try to trick people and they line guys up in certain spots and they put these little tight ends on the line and the defensive ends just, they know they're not going to try to block them and they just grab them. Like, dude, you ain't running no route. Come here, where you going? I was talking to one of the ex-Jaguars, Ryan Davis, like this on Twitter, about this on Twitter. I said, isn't it funny when y'all know they can't, when they put some dude, they can't run and they got this dude like he's really going to try to run the ball or he's really going to try to line up and block you. And then he's going to try to go out for a route and all y'all do is just yank him and grab him like you ain't going nowhere. And he started laughing. He said, yeah, it is pretty funny. I know it is. It's like, man, what are you doing? Y'all know y'all can't run the ball. And they start running all this misdirection and trick plays. It's funny and sad at the same time. It's not funny when it happens and it's your team, but it's true. And when you can't pass protect, it gets outright scary, especially when you have a young quarterback. There's nothing like not being able to block people. When it's second and 15 and you're running the ball because you don't want your quarterback to get hurt. Now, the Jaguars haven't been that bad and they haven't been in that position. But this isn't a problem about them being that horrible. This is just an issue is, are they elite and good enough? Because the only way they're going to win a championship, at some point they're going to have to be elite on the offensive line. We always talk about skill positions, and of course we talk about quarterback because it's true. But I'm going to tell you something. We seriously, seriously need to talk about the fact that Urban Meyer said that his defensive line has to be in the top 25% of the league. That means out of 32 teams, they need to have one of the top 8 fronts in the league. I think in order for you to be good, period, your offensive line has to also be one of the top 8 offensive lines in the league. I don't think there's any way you can win anything. You're definitely not going to win a championship unless your offensive line is in the top 8. Because when it gets down to the nitty-gritty and you get down to those last 4 to 6 teams, and people always talk about quarterbacks, it comes down to offensive line. So let's look at the line. Let's go from left to right. Cam Robinson. I can't put a grade on him. I'm not going to do that. I told you guys I can't do that kind of stuff. But he is big. He's 6'6", 320-something pounds. He's a big kid. Andrew Norwell. I didn't call him Kevin this time. Big kid. They know him well. Brandon Linder. Another big guy for a center. A.J. Cann, soda machine, short and wide, 6'2", 6'3", 3, whatever. Big guy and Juwan Taylor on the other side. What do they have at backup? They got Ben Bartsch. They got the Richardson kid that they've been trying to figure out where he's going to play. They have Tyler Shatley, who is I think he has a lifetime contract. He's going to be here to 2086. And what else? So that leaves room for them, depending on how many they're going to carry, to actually go out and get a couple of guys. Unless some of those guys I just mentioned are going to be fighting for jobs. That means that in a draft that's really, really heavy on offensive linemen, it leaves room for them to go out and get some people. But I don't think they're going to go out and make wholesale additions to that unit. And when I say wholesale, I'm talking about you ain't going to see 3-4 new guys on that line, because if that's the case, they probably wouldn't have kept George Warhop, because that probably would mean that he hadn't done a good job, or they believe that, you know, he did a good job with what he had. But it just doesn't seem, it seems like an oxymoron to think that, okay, we need to add 3 or 4 offensive linemen, but we didn't do anything in free agency and we retained the offensive line coach who we have no connection to. But we need to add people. That just doesn't seem right. So I think we're headed to a situation where they add 1 or 2 guys. And we'll talk about some of those guys that are in the draft, guys that are fits. We'll look at inside guys and we'll look at outside guys and see what the Jaguars might have a tendency to do. On a Friday, man, as we talk about the Jags and talk about the possibilities of a draft of offensive linemen, and we'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars, after I tell you guys about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best protein bar on the market. And you know that. Covered 100%, 100% covered in chocolate. Amazing flavors. They started with 12, then they got to 18. Now they even got some new ones on the market. And you guys are going to enjoy it, man. You just got to try the new flavors. The way to get to them is you go to BuiltBar.com. And when you get to BuiltBar.com, start making your selection. And right before you check out, I want you to enter the promo code LOCK15. And if you do that, you're going to get 15% off of your next order of Built Bars. If you're on Twitter, go to @bar_built. That's right. I said it correctly. @bar_built. If you do that, that'll lead you right to the Built Bar site, and you get to learn more about these great protein bars that are packed with protein, packed with fiber, low carbs, low calories, and they're good while you're trying to work out and look good, because they taste good and makes you feel like you're cheating, but you're not cheating at all. You're really just enjoying a very, very healthy snack. BuiltBar.com is where it's at. All right, man, so we're back here on a Friday edition talking offensive line, but I got to tell you, if you want to talk draft – and you don't know the players, and we're going to break some of them down for you right now. But if you don't know them, Benjamin Solak and Travis Akima know. And those are the guys on Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes, and they'll have all of that information for you when you subscribe and go to their podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Let them break down all information and do the heavy lifting for you, because trust me, they love it, and that's right in their wheelhouse. And then all you got to do is sit back and use the simulators and pop, 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 do your drafts. It's Locked On NFL, and a Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. So if they add, let's just say if the Jaguars start adding linemen, they can do it as early as 25. Don't know if they will, but if they do at 25, there's some good value there for, it's a good tackle draft, especially in the first round. You're talking about guys like Darisod of Virginia Tech, Rashawn Slater, Tevin Jenkins, all of these names that you continue to hear. One name I keep hearing is Dylan Radunes out of North Dakota State, who can play left tackle and right tackle. If you invest in the tackle, he's a swing guy right now who's going to push. Who's going to push Juwan Taylor, and who is going to possibly be a dude that can play left tackle in case something happens to Cam Robinson, or in case Cam Robinson doesn't play well this year, and you can start grooming a guy to be your left tackle, and you don't have to worry about a rookie starting for your rookie quarterback. Or perhaps you can get a guy who can play in the interior, because maybe there's a decision that you have to make down the line on Andrew Norwell or AJ Cann. So you get a swing guy right now to come in and sharpen, iron sharpens iron, be a guy who can play on the interior. That guy could be someone like Landon Dickerson out of Alabama who can play guard or center. It could be his teammate Deontay Brown. It could be Alex Leatherwood who can play guard or tackle and gives you that versatility, right? Or it could be a number of guards that are out there that Urban Meyer is familiar with, obviously, from his days as a recruiter. There's a lot of options, a lot of options. And even if you start moving down, there are a lot of players that people believe will be picked in late in day two, early in day three, that are developmental players, that are the developmental types, that can help you a little bit, but that you can just put in your program and start building them up in your strength. And remember the strength and conditioning program that they talk about? That's the best of the best, the best of the best, the best of the best. Well, this is where that's going to matter most, when you get guys in your program and you get guys that you draft and you shape and mold them in your image and have them in your nutrition and have them in your weight room and have them in your building and have them under your tutelage and have your coaches watching out for them. And then what happens is when they're ready to play next year or their number's called, they're ready to go. And they're ready to go because they're your guys that you have had a chance to shape and mold the way that you wanted them to be shaped and molded. And that's the key. It's also key of what they do with Ben Bartsch and how they handle Ben Bartsch. Even though Ben Bartsch wasn't chosen by them, Urban Meyer says, once you get here, your players are, you know, the players on the roster, they're your players. But I expect big, physical guys that are agile, guys that are versatile, but they really, really do need to make sure that they start putting some young bodies in here. And getting some big bodies and start investing in that infrastructure. And it's not sexy. It's not sexy at all. You know, this is one of those podcasts where I was like, okay, how do I format this and how do I get this out? But this has been very informative to me as I sit here and talk about this, because it is extremely important. And it's one of those things that folks never, ever really discuss or talk about. But that is, it's extremely important. It's extremely important for this football team that they're able to start getting guys in their program and start winning up front. I think strength and conditioning is probably more important for the guys in that particular room than anywhere. When you talk about culture and program, I think that room is so, so important. And I think this year, with it being so deep, it's a good start. All right, man, it's a good start to talk about offensive linemen, but it's also a good way to end the week here on Locked On Jaguars, because that's what we do, man. We end it with a bang. I want you guys to have a nice weekend and continue to take care of each other and enjoy this beautiful weather here on the First Coast. We're getting closer and closer and closer, baby, to Trevor Lawrence being the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars and draft night and all of us having a good time while we add more players. And then it'll be time for mini camp. And before you know it, training camp will be here and we'll be right back at it trying to get teal and black back on well, not even back on pace, but on pace to become one of those teams that are relevant and making a lot of noise in the National Football League. All right, man, have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday. This is Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars.